Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right. Get more information at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. They never throw the first punch, but they're always a knockout.
Helping you navigate to and through retirement with Randy and Peggy Fisher and the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, 908-844-8337, TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. My name is Mark Owens, Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher. How y'all doing this weekend?
Every day is like Christmas.
Happy Trump Day.
You know, with the election a couple of weeks behind us, that's where I want to get started this weekend, because now we're starting to see the stories, the reports, all the money that was spent on this election. And it came out that the Harris campaign spent over $1 billion on that campaign.
1.18.
Wow. Yes, 1.18.
1.18 billion, and they're 20 million in the hole.
Why are they
$20 million in the hole?
But aren't they sending?
Because they overspent.
No, I'm saying no. I
could you imagine
that.
If they had the purse strings of the federal government?
Oh, you think $36 trillion is a lot right now?
Oh, it would be $72 trillion in 4 years. It's literally unstoppable. They just don't know how to manage money.
And the craziest thing is, it wasn't just on ads. You know, they said that most of the things are concentrated on TV ads, right?
Both sides of Congress are hooked on opium.
Opium, other people's money.
Right?
Yes, it's true.
And they've been hooked on it forever.
Yes, we say that all the time, don't we? 100%. Mm-hmm.
Both sides of the aisle are full of morons.
That's right. True.
They couldn't manage their own checkbook, but when they have millions and billions and trillions in which they can control, they spend it wildly, don't they?
Yeah. Right. They spend
Beyonce,
our money easily.
Beyonce, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, $40 million to pay. And Beyonce didn't even sing.
I thought an endorsement is supposed to be an endorsement.
Yeah. No, they had to pay him. They paid $20 million to Beyonce for an endorsement.
I feel slighted. I think that they should have put down on the TV every time it showed up as, this is a paid endorsement, right? When you see like the vitamin shows and everything else, they say that this is a paid actor.
Yes,
that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a just basic endorsement. Or if they're not paid, it says this person was not paid for their endorsement. Right. Right?
Exactly.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but even for $20 million, we could have got a song, no?
Forget a song. I don't want a song.
Song and dance, something.
You know what? I want people to understand that these people are so fake, it's ridiculous. Because you know what? These people are multi-millionaires. Yeah. Some of them billionaires. You really think that they actually pulled the lever for Harris? No, they didn't. So they collected a paycheck from Harris and still voted for Trump.
Do you think they did?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I could be
yes,
bought.
They did. Because they're still here. They all said that they were leaving.
Yeah, no one's going. Where are we going? We were going to
warm up the plane, baby.
Yeah, Canada.
Canada, right?
Just don't come back. I'll pay for the ticket.
Yeah.
I think that one of the greatest troll moves would have been after Trump won, if he would have said, I'll give you my plane. You can take it if you all these celebrities want to leave. You can have my plane for free. Take it. Get out of our country now.
I was waiting for them to actually just start mailing airline tickets to every one of those people.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about
I would have pulled up to a bus with the view and just said, hey, listen, all six of you get in.
All six, you got to go.
Let's go. There's a bottle of water in the
bag. No one's listening to you anyway. Let's go.
I need a 5-star review. I'll take you to the airport. But that's what it is. It's the return on investment, if you will. It's the strategy of the Harris campaign. And at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. Of course, we have our opinion. Opinions, but the real retirees of New Jersey are worried about your money as well, because they spent $10 million on Beyonce, $1 million on Oprah.
I heard they
gave 500.
But she said she didn't get any.
She's lying.
She did too. It's on paper.
She's lying.
That's the stupidity entire thing that they don't understand that each one of those
out of the goodness of their heart.
Each one of those things are documented.
Yeah.
So it's not like you say you didn't get it.
Right.
Okay. She didn't actually get it. Her company got it. So everything is a word salad caveat.
But they were also saying, so what it really was concentrated on 7 battleground states, which is really crazy if you think about it. And do you know that Arizona accounted for 60 million of the Democrat
money?
Wow. They were going after that state.
And guess what? Did they get it?
Well, listen, it wasn't just them, because when you think about it collectively, there was almost $3 billion.
$2 billion. Yep. But they said Democrats outspend Republicans by extreme large margins.
But we still said, all right, let's put this into relative terms.
Okay.
What else could we have spent $2 billion dollars on
feeding the homeless,
could
taking
we,
care
could
of our
we have
veterans.
Cleaned up all the streets in California?
Yeah, we could have taken care of the mentally ill.
Exactly.
We could have helped our vets, most importantly.
Cleaned up a lake, a river, or someplace, right? You know, so you got all these people that are actually wacko
homeless
activists that are out there. Where are you today, ladies and gentlemen? Call our number, 908-844-8337. I want to know how you can constitute both sides of the party spending $2 billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, money on stupidity.
But not only that, too. Now the Democrats are in debt.
$20 million.
$20 million in debt.
Trump's going to bail them out, though.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he was going to do it, but who knows?
Oh, God. I mean, he's
listen,
old.
Elon can fart out 20
years. Yes, he definitely could do that very easily. That's for sure.
Trump's troll game has been notched up to 100% in this. Yeah. Between showing up in the garbage truck, between going to work at McDonald's, now bailing out the DNC for being 20 million. But let's talk, let's revert this back to what you do, because at the end of the day, it's always about money. 908-844-8337. Talk to me about the importance of strategy, most importantly, helping keep people on budget.
Well, we always, when someone comes in for the first time, we like to firstly talk about that. Hey, what is your budget? How many $1,000 bills do you need a month to run your household, even through retirement, right? That's what we need to talk about. So we go through someone's budget, and that can be very eye-opening, right, Randy? Mm-hmm. It's extremely eye-opening, because one, the husband's budget may be like, oh, and very different.
Well, one likes to spend money, one likes to not spend money.
Right. Or putting it on a whiteboard too is very different than what you think. Like, oh yeah, no, I think we only spend about $200 in entertainment. And then they start adding it up, because Randy will say, okay,
a picture's worth $1,000.
Yes. How many times you go out to eat? How many times, where do you go for fitness? What do you do for this? And then all of a sudden the $200 turned into like $800 a month. And they don't realize that, which is really crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is eye opening, and we do it purposely, because instead of just saying, how much do you need? That's fine.
Right.
What we want to do is we want to literally go through an exercise. And the exercise is, it's verbal, it's oral, it's visual.
To see what you need.
And then at the end of it is, it's like eye-opening, right?
That's correct.
I don't think we've had anybody that actually came in and they said that they were literally under budget.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Right?
Right.
Because it's, I forgot about this. Or they actually don't know where the money's coming from, because everything is spent on a credit card.
Yes.
And then at the end of the month, they just have a credit card bill. And thankfully, most people pay it off.
Right.
But some people don't. They get caught in a scenario where they're starting to accumulate debt. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, you know, that kind of adds up, right?
Yeah. Well, we just had an eye-opening event too with two clients who came in, right? And after we went over that exercise, he was getting ready to retire, and they did have some debt and credit cards. And at the end of it, it was, okay, if I could just work one more year, we can pay off that debt.
But
how do we do it? And then they were thrilled to death to know at the end of that anyway is, okay, if I just work one more year, we could pay off the debt, then we're good to go.
So we turned in 1 year of extra work to 6 months.
That's right.
How did we do it? We turned on Social Security.
That's right. Yes, we did. Correct.
So he was thinking about not turning
taking
on Social
it,
Security
right, correct.
And keeping it deferred, because he essentially said he didn't need it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, in not needing it, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Social Security in and of itself is no different than an annuity.
Right.
It is an annuity,
that's what
right?
it is, yes.
The longer you live, the more you can collect.
Right.
Is really what it comes down to. The lottery is an annuity. I love when people say, I hate annuities. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not to hate and they're not to love. They're to use to the best of its ability.
Right.
If you hate income, then don't buy an annuity.
Right.
Right. If you don't want income, then don't turn on your Social Security.
Right.
You know, call the federal government and say, give it to somebody else, which actually may happen. If you win the lottery, give it away.
Right.
Right. You don't need it.
Well, Social Security and annuity, it's about having
it's
a payment for a lifetime.
It's a systematic,
right? Exactly.
It's a systematic income plan.
Exactly. For as long as you live.
Exactly.
Yes, correct.
Who doesn't want income forever?
I do.
You know, use it for the best of its ability. But we turned on Social Security, and what that did was it allowed them to collect an extra paycheck.
Yes.
Right. It was like having an extra employee in their house.
Right.
It was a paycheck that's going to be coming through the door to potentially pay off all their debt within a 6 month window.
And you know what's so funny too, because when we do talk about Social Security with someone, like, oh, well, if I just waited a little bit longer, if I just waited a year, if I just waited so many months, because it does change month to month, right?
Slightly.
And well, that was the whole point, Randy, is that it was so slight. It's like, why would you hold off on taking this when it was, we're talking about like dollars.
But
right?
why does, and again, it comes down to understanding how the system works. So what we did is we said, let's log on to ssa.gov.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can literally see every month the incremental increases in what it would be.
Right, exactly.
You know, if you started it in January versus you started it in March.
Yeah.
Or vice, you know, and in on that. When people think of Social Security, they think of it in terms of one-year windows.
Right.
When I am 65, my benefit is this. When I am 66, my benefit is this. What they don't realize is when you're 65 in 1 month, it's more than when you were 65.
Right.
And when you're 65 in 6 months, it's more than when you were 65. So it incrementally does go up, especially now with the cost of living adjustments that we're getting as well. So when you take those things into consideration, it was actually one of those no-brainers.
Yeah.
Because they were literally trying to figure out, number one, how to retire early anyway.
Yes.
But this was a way to do it. Now, they're already full retirement age, so it really didn't make a difference. There was no penalty to working and collecting a check.
Right, which is great for them.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it literally filled a gap within their financial plan, which was, we don't want any debt. How do we get out of it?
Yeah.
And to get out of it was, we can work longer, or we can find it from some other income source.
Which was the Social Security source.
And there you go.
Right.
So it was actually, it was a great success. It was a good story because they were thinking about taking money out of their retirement accounts. That's why they came in to talk about it, was literally, hey, I want to take money out of my retirement account
now
to pay off my debt.
Which was great.
And remember, if you've been listening to our show for a while, and if you want to, give us a call, 908-844-8337.
Got it.
But we've talked about this for a couple different times. Taking money from a retirement account to pay off debt or to buy an asset is stupid.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. Because what you're doing is you're making the federal government richer sooner.
Yes.
In instance, if this gentleman and this woman wanted to pay off, let's say, $30,000 worth of collective credit card debt, they would have to take $45,000 out of their IRA.
And what is that? Taxed, right?
$15,000 for taxes,
right,
and $30,000 to pay off their credit card. So if they already thought that the percentage of interest in which they were being charged on their credit card was high, the extra money that they had to pay in tax would just compound that.
That's right.
That makes no sense.
None.
So this was a way for them to actually found money,
right,
for the most part.
Yeah.
And then once their debts are paid off, then they have a positive income cash flow coming
in, right?
So it
was perfect for them.
Win-win.
Yeah, it was definitely a win-win.
908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. Do you find that a lot of people, a lot of the families that you serve, are they worried about the possibility of Social Security dissolving? Not dissolving. That's not right. The benefits being cut back. Is it a main concern of theirs? Or over the past couple of weeks, are they feeling a little more confident about that with the new administration?
There's always going to be a give and take in everything that goes on with the Congress and the government, right?
Right.
So when they say that potentially they're going to make Social Security what?
Tax-free?
What's that act called?
You Keep It.
You Keep It Act, right?
Right. Yes.
So it's the You Keep It Act. You earned it, you keep it. So you earned it, you put the money into the Social Security system, you keep it, we're not going to tax it anymore. Most people don't realize this. Social Security is taxed. Mm. And it's something called the provisional income tax formula. If you're single, it's a certain formula. If you're married, filing jointly, it's a certain formula. But essentially, none of your Social Security is taxed up to a certain limit. If you're single, it's $25,000. If you're married, it's $32,000. And if you're single, it gets taxed, or I should say, 50% of your Social Security then gets included in taxation between $25,000 and $32,000. And once you reach the over $32,000 in the provisional income formula, 85% of your Social Security is then included in income tax. From a married filing jointly scenario, it's zero of your Social Security is included up to $32,000. 50% of your Social Security is included from $32,000 to $44,000. And from $44,000 and above, 85% of your Social Security is then taxed. The interesting part about what people don't realize as well is in the progressive tax system in which we have, your Social Security is taxed at the highest bracket. So if, let me give you the way this works. Think of a jar of water.
Okay.
You start the year off with it empty. You start pouring water in and the tax levels go up from 0 to 10 to 15 to 20 and so on and so forth as you start to earn the income. Social Security is not like that. The Social Security income in which you earn is taxed at the highest level that you end up at.
Right.
So that's why Social Security potentially becoming tax-free is a very big deal. Very, very big deal. But this is also a big deal. Look this up, ladies and gentlemen. Go to AARP's website and Google, or you can look at this up as well, means testing, M-E-A-N-S testing. And what it means is that the government has come up with a formula to say how rich or how much income do you have?
That's right. Oh.
What happens, Peg, if you earn too much?
Well, you earn too much. Maybe you don't need that. Somebody else might
need that more than you do. Right?
So you paid your whole entire life into something that they say, no, you know what? You're doing okay.
We're going to give it to somebody else.
Right. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Look it up. Exactly. It's called the Robin Hood effect.
Yes.
And what it is, it's a redistribution of wealth. I know that's not a very, you know, popular word these days.
Right.
But if you look it up, it literally means, and the law actually, this is the more frightening part. This has been voted on a few times, and it's not been shot down because Congress didn't like it. It was attached to another bill
right.
that didn't make it.
Exactly.
So if the bill got through, it would have became law. It didn't because it got shot down because it was attached to another bill as part of the pork belly. But ladies and gentlemen, this is extremely serious because think about this. You work your whole life. You make your income plan, your retirement plans.
You pay into it.
You paid into the system.
Right.
And then you get to the point where you're ready to retire and someone pulls the rug out from underneath you and says, you know what? You were counting on $3,800 a month from Social Security. Based on the calculations that we have, you're only going to get $1,000. Or I'm sorry, you did really well for yourself and you did everything you were supposed to do. And these idiots that are over here, they spent it on everything and they have nothing. So we need to take your Social Security and give it to them. Yeah. That's called means testing.
Right.
It may happen, ladies and gentlemen, because if they're going to make Social Security tax-free for a certain, well, hopefully for everybody, but there's going to be a coming, right? There's going to be a gathering of the dollars and cents.
Well,
how is it all going to happen?
Well, what they're saying is the bill is going to be paid for by raising the cap on the Social Security payroll tax. So higher earning Americans, you're going to continue paying into the Social Security. I mean, that's how they say that bill is supposedly supposed to be done.
Think of that corn in your teeth. How about this? You're putting money away for yourself. Now you're making a good living.
Yeah.
But now your taxes have gone up because now Social Security has become tax free.
Right.
But if means testing goes through, guess who's not going to get it?
You.
The person who's being taxed to
the
fund
highest.
Social
Security. Right. Exactly. Right.
What a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Well, I got corn in my teeth.
Yeah, you got corn in your teeth.
Well, listen, you get kicked in it, the corn will come out.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing? What are you doing to help protect? We always talk about every weekend here. Protect your assets and build retirement income. Can you protect what we've worked so hard for our entire life, our income?
Number one, get grandfathered in.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, likelihood
is. Start taking it right away as fast as you can.
If you're in the system, the likelihood of them taking it away from you is not likely, right? I mean, think of the revolt that would happen. I mean, pitchforks down at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue would be. You know,
look what happened in Paris, right? Rand, we talked about this.
Oh, that's right.
Right? They just raised the year, right? Two more years.
2 more years
that you have to wait to collect your Social Security.
And they had their own insurrection day.
And they did. They rioted in the streets. They burnt. They were burning things
up. The Eiffel Tower is still there.
Right. But.
We're there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going there soon. but they were rioting. They didn't want that to happen. But now, you know, listen, you don't know. They could do that here too.
But understand this too. The world is the United States petri dish.
Right.
It's their science projects
you
from around
say,
the world.
What happens first
what happens
over there
around the world
usually comes
eventually
over here.
Comes home.
That's right.
Or the success of what happens around the world eventually comes here.
Right.
Because the United States tests it out someplace else. Or they say, you know what? You guys be the guinea pig. What happened on your scenario? And then let's see if we can morph it into what we can actually take it and use it here.
Randy, in our workshops, another thing we're talking about with that is the immigration with Social Security. What did you tell all the people at our workshop? They're all falling out of their chairs.
I went right to Social Security's website
and it
essentially says.
What did it say?
If an illegal immigrant came to the United States and has a work permit and received a Social Security number, which they do.
They are eligible for Social Security
if they received a Social Security number after December 2023.
Now, that's right on the site. And we had people at the workshop like, no, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, look it
I pulled
up.
It up.
It's right on the website.
It's their website.
Right, exactly.
SSA.gov. Here it is. I circled it for you, highlighted it.
These are things we have to think about. You know, when we're letting, tons of people come into our, United States here, you have to think about things like,
There's only so much money to go around,
that's right?
So when we were in Mark, I think you mentioned that we're at $36 trillion or so, right? We're at $36 trillion. And that's just mind boggling to begin with. So when you go from millions to billions, that's quantifiable. You can understand it. When you go from billions to trillions, it's like light speed.
It's a whole nother level. Right.
We have 36 trillion of those. How about this? The last three presidencies, how many trillions of dollars did they add to that 36 What is their contribution out of the 36? Can you take a guess?
The last three, I'm going to say about 15.
Oh. Peg?
Seven?
30.
Oh.
Oh, man.
If you take Biden, Trump, and Obama, it's $30.07 trillion.
Wow.
That is absurd.
Yeah.
But here's the other problem. What people don't realize, it's called the momentum of money. It's compounding interest, right? We're now paying almost $1 trillion worth of debt.
Yes.
Excuse me, interest on our debt. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you open up your credit card statement and it says minimum payment due. It's the minimum amount of interest in which you owe. The minimum amount of interest which the United States owes every year is $1 trillion.
Yeah.
$1 trillion. Our budget for defense is less than the number of interest that we actually have accumulated on an annual basis on our debt.
It's crazy.
Where is the money going to come from? So it's got to come from someplace, right?
Taxes.
Well, taxes is one. Yeah. Or they got to stop spending.
Right.
Which is extremely important as to, and I found this to be an extremely interesting number. Elon Musk had said a number of weeks ago that he is projecting that he can actually carve out at least $2 trillion off the budget. Now that's big. And here's the reason why. We spend right now $8 trillion. The amount of receipts are record receipts that come into the IRS every year so far. We're now bringing in over $6 trillion. So we're making $6 trillion, but we're spending $8 trillion. If we can knock out $2 trillion off the budget, that means that we're actually have a balanced budget. When's the last time the budget was balanced?
When did the Clinton administration?
Yep,
yeah.
The Clintons. So, and in fact, back then when we had a balanced budget, the debt was actually rolling what? Backward.
Yeah.
So we were finally starting to shave some of that off.
Right.
If we can actually get this thing to a balanced budget, we're going to do two things, ladies and gentlemen. Well, a number of things. One is we're going to basically spend what we earn, right? And okay, let's break even because it's not a profit center. But if we can bring those things under control, it means that we're going to stop purchasing money, or what's that called? Borrowing it.
Yeah.
And what's the next thing? Making it. We print more money. What people don't realize is the cost of inflation. There's two types of inflation. There's a monetary inflation and there's non-monetary inflation. Non-monetary inflation is like a hurricane blowing through the Gulf of Mexico and it knocks all the oil rigs off. For a few days across the country, oil and gasoline is not going to get to where it goes. So it's an imbalance of supply and demand. So the trucks can't actually produce the gasoline that the demand is needed, right? So if you're in New Jersey, the trucks didn't get there in time. So the price of gasoline in the northern states and in the western states, in my example, are going to be more expensive. A few days later, everything gets back on normal and some of the prices come down. That's non-monetary inflation. Monetary inflation is the manipulation of currency. And I say manipulation, it's the manipulation of the government eroding the dollar. And that's what's actually happened over time. $1 today has the same purchasing power as $26 in 1919. Let me put that into perspective. That's over 100 years. That means that the dollar over a 100-year window has gone down almost 26 times. That is the reason why our grandparents and our parents' parents' parents, our great-grandparents, were making $40 a week and they were able to buy a car and a house.
Yeah.
Today, we have kids coming out of college with $150,000 salaries that are still living in their parents' homes.
They have to.
Because they can't afford
That's
it.
That's exactly it.
They can't afford it. It's absurd. So those are the things that we need to take into consideration. And that is all about what? Budgeting. That's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen.
Give us a call at 908-844-8337. We'd love to sit down with you and talk about your budget and talk about ways to help you retire.
Yeah, that initial consultation, it's no cost. It's no obligation from Peggy, Randy, and the teams at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Again, 908-844-8337. Randy says it often. Income is the outcome that matters the most in retirement. 908-844-8337. It's important to get on the calendar to sit down with the team before the end of the year. There could be opportunities to benefit your strategies right now. You can always get more at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. Peggy, Randy, thank you. Thank you for the education and the information this weekend. And if you want more, go subscribe to the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. We're back next weekend. But for Peggy Fisher and for Randy Fisher, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey, all powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.